Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Bleep You Thursday, folks. Whatever you're mad about, whoever's wronged you, whoever's slightly perturbed you, listen, this is a judgment-free zone. You can call up here, be mad that somebody put too many hot peppers on your sandwich. Even though you asked for hot peppers, maybe they put too many on there. Whatever it is, this is your moment. Phone lines are open for you. 800-636-1067. I'm ready to go. Let's start with Tim in Manassas. What's up, Timmy?
What's up, JP? How you doing, man?
I'm good, bud. How are you?
I'm good. I got a collective bleep you to all of 106.7 shows for the lack of Capitals talk. They got a game tonight, and nobody has heard
they
it.
They got a preseason game tonight.
It doesn't matter. You talked about the Wizards. Don't be stale, JP.
Did we not have a Caps guest last week, Landfill? I thought we did.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure we did. Listen, I love the Caps. They've been my hockey team my whole life. We will talk Caps. You can say bleep me all you want. I am sure Grant has talked to Caps, right? So you can't say all of us.
Plus, it's a preseason game, bro.
The Ovi thing is a little scary, but it's also Ovi and it's preseason. I have a feeling Ovi doesn't want to play much in the preseason. But you know what? Next week, we'll get you some Caps talk. Thank you for saying bleep you to all of us, though. I appreciate that. Don't the Caps have, like, Carberry on every week? I'm sorry. Don't the Junks have Carberry on every week? I don't know. We'll get some Caps content going. But it's also preseason, dog. Preseason hockey doesn't exactly move me. Let's go to Gino in Alexandria. Gino, what's up, dude? Who you mad at?
What's going on, JP? How you doing, man? I'm a big fan of you and B-Mitch.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, man, I love you guys. Yeah, you guys won't believe this. So I'm working over here in Lansdowne at this golf resort. It's a resort.
And yeah, Lansdowne's beautiful, dude. Love that place.
Oh, awesome. I got a couple pictures with Lubu the day before yesterday. I could actually
How's his golf game?
Whatever. Oh, I said, Frank. He looked at me and said, he said something that sounded like Hawaiian or Samoan or something. So I was like, hey, let me get it. I had my vest on. I'm doing construction. We're putting a skating rink over there. So when you see a skating rink there in the next couple of weeks, you know where it came from.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so I like it. I just want to say my bleep you moment is bleep you, Robbie, because you talk too much. You're too loud. People called and they were like, hey, the people were doing the work for it. They're like, yeah, you guys are too loud. They're from Syracuse, New York. And, so there, Robbie's screaming all day, every day, yelling. We got heavy equipment going on and stuff over there, Bobcats, you know, and he's constantly. So that's, yeah, bleep you, Robbie.
Hey, Robbie, bleep you. Let the men do their work. All right, dude, thanks for the call. I hope Robbie's not listening. I hope he's not offended because That was pretty specific. If you were a dude named Robbie that's doing work over at Lansdowne, that was pretty specific. Bleep You Thursday, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Rusty in Delaware. What's up, Rust?
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. So my Bleep You is for a local Hispanic restaurant here in my area. Yesterday, we were working in a community, and a big job all day long. And at the end of the job, like, I don't drink a lot of soda, but man, I just had like a Diet Coke craving. Like, I was just like, man, I got to get a Diet Coke. I don't know why.
Love a good Diet
and,
Coke.
And there's a shopping center, a small one in front of this community. And there's a Mexican restaurant, and then there's a national chain restaurant. So the Mexican restaurant is more of a local thing, and I like supporting that. So I walk in, and as soon as you walk in, there's a big bar there, and this bartender, and I was like, hey, man, I need a drink, but not alcohol. And he was like, what do you want? And I was like, I'd like to have a large Diet Coke from the fountain, just a tall Diet Coke. He says, no problem. So he goes back, makes me a Diet Coke, comes out, and he says, that'll be $8. And I said, excuse me. And he said, that'd be $8. I said, what comes with it? And he said, it's just for the soda. And I said, no, sir, there's a sucker born every day, but you're not talking to one. So I walked out and I went to the national chain and I got 4 mozzarella sticks and a large Diet Coke for $7.
Wow.
Bleep you to the guy trying to charge me $8 for a soda, and there was no sporting event going on at the same time.
That is crazy. Like, what? A soda at a sit-down restaurant is probably like $3, I would guess. Like $2.75, $3.50, something like that. Which is probably still too much. But that sounds right, doesn't it? That's crazy, dude. that's just $8 for a soda. I don't blame you being pissed at that. Good for you for walking out. Let's get weird. Our friend Wildcard Scotty is on the line. Wildcard, who you mad at?
You know me, I'm mad at the world. What's happening, JP? How you been?
I'm good, buddy. You are mad at the world, so I'm quite curious.
Well, right now, this is going to be an early Bleep You for Penn State, what they're going to do to me this week. I'm sure that I'm going to be let down immensely. Drew Aller, he's getting a Bleep You early. I hope I'm wrong. And Bleep You to a couple of gentlemen who work for me who just like to take advantage of old Wild Card.
Can I ask something? I'm sorry about the Absolutely. Employees. That sucks. You are the one that always calls in and tells me and B-Mitch how crazy we are that this is the year Penn State's going to put it together and shut up all the questions about can they win a big game. You don't seem confident that they're going to win a big game this week.
I am trying a new approach. I hope they're holding a lot back or held a lot back the first several games. But Aller is he's not very good. He might have the mechanics and he might have an arm, but when it comes down to it, he just absolutely terrible reads. The rest of the team's unbelievable. But unfortunately, we let the wrong one get away. And Bo Pribula, watch what he does at Missouri this season. But, yeah, I don't know. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm trying a new approach.
All right, good luck, buddy. Rooting for you, I guess. Thank you for the call, man. I hope all's well. Lanville, do you think Penn State proves this is the week they can win the big one?
Nope.
I got an anonymous Bleep You. A friend of mine owns a bar in Washington, D.C. And he just texted me, I got a Bleep You. Bleep You to all the kids that can't start a tab at the bar. They go drink by drink with their credit cards, and it kills me. Folks, if you're going to have more than one drink, just start a tab. You know how much easier it is? Easier for you, easier for them. Don't be a nerd. Just start a tab. I know how to start a tab, damn it. I don't know much, but I know how to start a tab. We have an NFL owner on the line. Hello, Jarrah. Who are you mad at, sir? Your football team, it's not going great.
That's exactly my point. First of all, blank you to Jeff. That son of a bitch picked up the phone and called. Is this Dumb Clown? I don't even know who the hell Dumb Clown is. But listen, you're damn right I'm mad, Finley. First of all, blank you to my defensive coordinator. You know, my blood was boiling sitting up there watching that massacre on Sunday. And I looked at him, and you know what came to my mind? Some of you all know what I'm talking about, but you old schoolers will. He looked like the sailor from The Ghost of Mrs. Muir. That son of a bitch does not look like a football coach. I don't know what the hell. I need to fire the dumbass that hired him. But then I realized I gave myself a no-cut contract. Can you imagine the litigation, me trying to fire myself and sue myself at the same freaking time? Hey, listen, if I don't see some massive improvement on Sunday, somebody's head's going to go. Hey, y'all have a great weekend and a great day. Bye.
Hey, Jarrah, I just appreciate you explaining what the glory hole was. I do appreciate that. You're a billionaire. You've probably hung up already. But at least, you know, you made that thing clear. Not great times down in Dallas right now, Landfill. If you're on, just stay on the line. I got to get a bleep you off my chest. I love my vehicle. I drive a 4Runner. I'm driving a Loner right now, which is a very nice vehicle. But I have a bleep you for all of the – so my car, you don't put the key in the ignition anymore. It's like the touch start. I think most cars nowadays are touch starts. I don't think there's that many cars made anymore with keys. Do you agree with that, Landfill? I think most cars are touch starts.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
Well, I'm not either. But I am a fan, though, that as I get close to the car, it automatically unlocks, like it senses me. Senses my aura, my riz. But I'll never understand if it senses me and will unlock the driver's door, just unlock all the damn doors. Right now, I'm juggling a lot of stuff. We're not staying at our house. I'm constantly carrying like dress clothes with me, and my hands are just full, and I want to put stuff in the back seat, and that won't open. But the front seat is open, so then I have to like maneuver everything to hold in one hand, open the door, press the unlock button, just open all the doors, damn it. Do you agree with me, Landfill?
I think that's reasonable.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from you. PJ is in Reston. PJ, who you mad at, dude?
Hey, guys. I'm going to do some rapid-fire bleep views. One of them came to my mind is like these weird dudes that get on the Facebook and stuff and complain about like WNBA players. If you look at their profiles, they're all like 40, 50, 6-year-old, like out-of-shape dudes ragging on how this girl looks like a man and this and like that. It's just, that's terrible. Another bleep you is having to like pay extra just like to watch all of these games that really should be like no charge. Like, you know, I want to watch the game tonight. I had to get Amazon Prime. I'm going to do it 30 days for free just to like, you know, to watch the games tonight. And they might even try to do the Super Bowl on pay-per-view at some point in time. You know, I don't like the UFC overcharges for pay-per-views, $85. And the quality of the pay-per-views has gone down. Like, the fighters have gotten better. But the way they make these cards, it's like one or two, it's like boxing now. It's like one or two good fights at the top with, like, kind of like three filler fights. But the good news is that they're going to go to Paramount. I don't know how that's going to, you know, like, affect that. The last bleep you is I got food from the, I got ice cream from the ice cream truck a couple weeks ago. Because a really nice lady brought me some food, so sweet. So, you know, her and her kid were there. I'm like, hey, let me get you guys like some, you know, some ice cream because I live behind a pool and a tennis court. So I go out to the ice cream truck and I get like, you know, like a shake for myself and some ice cream for the aunt and for her kid. How much do you think the three ice cream cost? I'll just tell you because time is of the essence. It was like $25 for three pieces of ice cream. How do these poor kids afford that?
Thank you. That was a thorough bleep you. I appreciate that. I have two daughters, and when we're at the beach, the snowball truck rolls up for two little girls to get snowballs, and they get the marshmallow topping. It's $14. I'm always blown away by that. $14. It's ice. You're selling us water with sugar in it, and it's $14. Good God.
That's too much.
Landfill, it's my understanding you're upset about a number of things.
Yeah, I'm upset about a number of things. First off, there's a previous caller who was upset about people not starting tabs. I'm going to pay for things when I order them, and you're going to deal with it, or I'm not going to pay for things. So bleep you.
That was my friend that's a bartender.
Bleep you to him.
for the record.
I'm also going to say bleep you to anything that has an app where you can order ahead and they allow you to order something and then you get to the place to pick it up and the thing's not available and they won't just immediately give you the money back. I feel like that should be the standard. I ordered something. It's actually not available. You give me my money back. That's the way it should work. Not the way it works. Bleep you to these people. And then lastly, I got to say bleep you to people who show up an hour late for an event and are shocked when it's over. I don't understand how you could be that dumb.
That sounds specific. Can you give me specifics?
There are multiple people who showed up an hour late to a retirement party and are surprised that the food has been eaten. First off, you work at a radio station. If there's free food, it's gone in 4 minutes. And secondly, you're an hour late.
Can you name names for me?
Ryan Clary and Linnell Willingham.
And I'm sure Ryan Clary and Linnell Willingham have close personal relationships with Stevie and wanted to be at the retirement party for Stevie, not just to get free food.
And they just wanted free pizza.
I'm kind of glad they didn't get any, honestly. You were late. They're just showing up for work and hoping there was pizza. They weren't there for the retirement party. Yeah, don't
you agree? Of course we didn't save you any. There were other people here.
Save you pizza at a radio station?
Good. That's just not how it works.
That is not how it works. Let's go to Isaac in Arlington. Isaac, who you mad at?
Hey, how we doing, fellas? A couple things. I won't waste all time. First of all, landfill facts on all of the above. And if you're paying per drink and tipping per drink, hey, get your money, baby. Secondly, on the ice cream thing, JP, I know you got two kids. I do as well. I teach mine. You hear that ice cream truck? First one to the car gets ice cream when we get home. The next
I like
thing,
that.
My bleep you. yes, sir. My bleep you. I'm a, first of all, born and raised Arlingtonian, Southside, Drew, Gunston, Wakefield. But my bleep you is to Arlington. I was hit on the way to pick up my two beautiful kids from my future ex-wife at 6:30 in the morning where they parked the buses, and I got my car totaled after we lost to the Eagles on Thursday night last year, by the way. Big Washington fan all the way around. And, yeah, my car was totaled, and it took them 4 months to give me my money for my whip. So bleep you to Arlington County, even though born and raised in Lubbock, but, yeah.
All right, that was thorough. Thank you, sir. It sounds like he's got more car trouble than Jeff. Who knew that was possible? Jeffrey, it's my understanding you're upset about some things. Get it off your chest, buddy.
Yes, bleep you to any company that pays their vendors with net 30 and net 60. I completely hate that system because I gave you the service. Why do I have to wait a month to 2 months to get paid?
Hey, pay the man. Fast pay makes fast friends. That's the rule. Last one, our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe, who you mad at?
Hey, JP, solo dolo today, my guy, big homie. I'm going to give you that props. Hey, look, I got a couple bleep views. I'm going to go in rapid fire fashion. Bleep you to anybody talking about Terry and his injury, saying that, oh, his contract situation, him getting their bags, weighing them down, got him injured. Bleep you. Talk about CeeDee Lamb, Mike Evans, they all was in training camp is injured right now. Bleep you to Madden. Why is my player looking at the stands and the coaching staff, if they're the only player in the vicinity the offensive player is, and I pick the right play, but they're looking at them like, what am I supposed to do? They got them acting like that DB from the Bears from last year in the Hail Mary game. Bleep you, Madden, fix it. Bleep you to politics. If you got a difference in the opinion, it shouldn't be an issue. That's what the world is built on. You shouldn't get murked or killed or anything on that. Bleep you to all those people. Bleep you to, dang, I forgot the rest of my line. I'm going to let it go. I got y'all. I'll holler at y'all later.
See you, Jupe. Jupe, I got to give you a small bleep you for forgetting the grand finale there. Another spirited edition of Bleep You Thursday. Now, my buddy who texted me about the tabs, he's about my age, maybe a little older. In my day, we started tabs. A younger person responded in our text thread and said, people don't start tabs because you boomers are thieves. So maybe the era of starting tabs is over. Everybody's just going drink by drink. I don't support it. I will not stand for it. But at the same time, do whatever the hell you want. This is America. When we return, our good friend Peter Rosenberg will join the program. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
We got a lot of responses to Bleep You Thursday. A lot of people sent me. My complaint today was how my doors, my driver's side door automatically unlocks when I have my key in my pocket, but the rest of the doors don't automatically unlock. Apparently, I can fix that. I just have to reprogram it. I appreciate everybody sending me the information that I can fix it. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that I will. I'm not sure I'm capable of doing that. Even if it's simple, a lot of times I'm not capable of simple things, but I appreciate everybody giving me the feedback. Jeff also got personally attacked, and I think Jeff wanted to respond. Carl Grebe said, "Bleep Jeff for being so broke he can't wait on the net 30. Didn't he know the terms ahead of time?" What is net 30? I don't even know what that is.
That did not even need to come over the air, especially by someone who'd be pandering for seats. I'm not even about to address that over air. I was talking about it on Twitter. But net 30 means
you meant you wanted to respond to him.
No. You don't get none of my time. But net 30 is you have to wait 30 days after your invoice is turned in.
Okay. I don't understand why either. Pay him. You did the work. You sent the invoice. Pay him.
Yeah. JP, right? You know how some people are. They just want to say something. But it's all good. Let's get back to the sports.
I think he's just joking around.
That's the same guy who lied on me at an event. Trust me. I know everything. Yeah.
Oh, Jeff knows everything.
Yeah. But let's get back to the sports. Right.
What sports would you like to get back to, Jeffrey? Gotcha. It's an interesting situation. I think we're going to get Peter Rosenberg on with us. I also got people telling me that I can easily fix my car. So we'll see if I actually do that. Joining us right now is our friend Peter Rosenberg on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Peter, what's up, dude? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there. How are you guys doing?
I am good. Always appreciate you making time for us. You are a busy, busy man between WWE travel. How did the first ESPN WWE event go?
It was good, man. It was really cool. I mean, I'd say the actual like premium live event got pretty good reviews. There were some people who didn't like certain things about it, including like John Cena just getting destroyed by Brock Lesnar. But the actual like thing, you know, event weekend came off great. I hosted the preview show, which was great. It was cool, man. It was a weird colliding of worlds. Like it's odd, but to have like two places, like all of a sudden, JP, if your TV and radio all of a sudden decided they were all going to just be doing things together, it's sort of like I got things I do over here. Do I want everybody to be friends? I don't know, but I think in the end, it's going to turn out to be a cool thing.
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean, and that's in a much larger scale for you. So that is really cool. I think it'll only grow. You know what I mean? You put two huge products together. I think the growth is going to be massive. I'm curious because we've been texting about it this week. Jaden, I just tweeted out some video. Jaden is practicing. The guys are wearing pads today. Jaden has pads on. You know, the media only gets to see portions of this stuff, but Jaden's moving his legs really well. He's going through like real quarterback warm-ups. Do you have a landing spot on should Jaden play this week?
I think you got to apply the same thing you applied last week and not really see it very much differently, except obviously this week he seems closer. You know, I played some audio of Dan Quinn on the show yesterday, and my co-host kind of thought that Dan Quinn was just saying the things you say. But I didn't feel that way. I felt like he actually does believe he's close. But I think truly, like, if you really feel good about how he looks, you go with him. I don't think you need to hold him out an extra week out of nothing but precaution. If he looks and feels good, then I don't have a problem playing him. If in any way it's still nagging him, and it's just a bit of that, I think you can wait one more week. Now, obviously, the Terry McLaurin thing sort of makes things a little bit murkier. But Atlanta is not a great football team, and I think they should be able to go out and win again, honestly.
How confident are you in a win this week? Are you spooked by the Falcons coming off the drubbing at the hands of the Panthers?
No, I'm not. I know the Falcons are not as bad as they looked against the Panthers, and common sense and research will tell you that usually teams come back off the mat pretty strong in situations like this, but I'm not overly worried about it. I am a little worried about just the... Remember last week when we talked, I said my concern about like the lack of weapons. And is it a given that they'll go this week without Terry now?
Sure seems like it. He's not at practice today. Noah Brown's not at practice today. Another thing, talking about the weapons, Bill didn't practice yesterday, and the word kind of got out, he's just sore, no big deal. Well, he's not practicing again today. He's working off to the side. You know, they use a real committee anyway, so I'm not sure that that's life or death, but I know a lot of people care about Bill. For me, Peter, if you ask me what I think will happen, I don't think you have Brown or McLaurin Sunday.
Well, the problem with that is if you don't have Brown or McLaurin and Jaden decides to play, I just don't want him taking on too much where he feels like he has to do absolutely everything. You know, what's nice about Mariota is I feel like the way they scheme for Mariota really takes a lot off of him. Like, it didn't feel like Mariota had to do a lot last week to be good. And I just don't know if naturally you're not going to scheme the same way if you have Jaden. And I just don't want it to be too much Jaden right away. You know what I mean? So that part makes it a little bit scary. I mean, I'll say this. If we have a long-term Terry problem, that would be a problem. That would be a real problem.
Well, dude, in that Packers game, I don't think we had seen it in a long time, but it seemed like Jaden was so uncomfortable at portions of that game that he was trying to create things on his own and not like within the flow of the offense. And I think a lot of that was the pressure, but a lot of it was there just weren't open receivers. And I don't think Atlanta will present the same challenge Green Bay did, but like
right
to that point, you don't want Jaden to have to feel like he has to create everything on his own again.
Exactly. But you make a good point, which is that Atlanta is not Green Bay, and probably even down Terry, if Jaden feels good, I think the offense will move smoothly. I think it moves smoothly, though, with Mariota as well. I mean, that's really the silver lining, is how cool is it to watch this team down their starting quarterback, and in the fourth quarter, you could start flipping around and watching other games. Like this,
totally, dude.
That's we can't really blow past that. Like the amount of times in the last decade where you're just like, ah, oh, man, they're good. What else going on? And you really know they're good. We just don't have that many games like that. And to do that with your backup quarterback is a pretty satisfying feeling. Now, you just don't want to go to sleep on Atlanta, because you could easily look at it like Raiders, Atlanta, both, whatever. We're winning those games, and we'll move on to the next one. What's after that? Chargers?
Yep. So like back-to-back roadies at Atlanta, at L.A.
So you just don't want to start looking past Atlanta.
Sure.
But like, it is a really satisfying thing to like, we have a lot of things going on right now with the Jaden injury lingering, and now the Terry thing, which feels like a bigger deal than the Jaden thing, but yet you still feel good about them going out on the field. That says so much about the operation in general, and that is just incredibly cool.
I very much agree with that. Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg from ESPN, WWE, ESPN New York. Quickly, Peter, I'll let you go, but how excited are Giants fans that they're going to see Jackson Dart this weekend?
You know, they're pretty horny for Jackson Dart. These pathetic Giants fans. I legit, like, in both teams' cases, I have to talk about it in this very delicate way, because it just always sounds like I'm looking down my nose. Like, oh, I used to be one of you, and now I'm not. And, oh, is it great right on the other side? But, you know, I think people are very excited to see him. There is a little bit of weird feeling about how they got there. Was it pressure? Is Dable feeling all the pressure? Was this something that everybody really wanted to do? And is the kid ready? Because my feeling was, if they had any thought that he wasn't ready, then I would have went to Winston before I went to Dart. But at the same time, the last 3 weeks, Winston wasn't suited up. Dart was. So obviously right. They already felt okay with him being the backup. He could come in at any moment. So I guess they felt pretty good about him. But everyone seems to think this kid has, like, the it factor. You know, he better be good. He wears, like, a big-ass Cuban link diamond chain under his visible that. Under his jersey, which, like, for a white boy quarterback, that is a very aggressive fashion statement. You better back that up. So, yeah, they seem to think he, like, has the swag and the charisma and can make all the throws, has all the things. So we'll see. We'll see. Frankly, dude, as much as I love seeing the Giants lose, dude, they're a combined 0-6 again. Like, it's just not fun going to work on a football Monday when you're in a market with two football teams and neither team can win. And the Jets did it in such painful fashion last week.
Yeah. At least the Jets have been competitive. Jackson spelled with an X is a statement on its own, so I'm curious.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yo, thank you for the time as always, dude. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Let's get a win. Talk to you next week.
All right. See you. That's our friend Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. I asked Peter this. I'll ask you. It's the B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day. Do you think Jaden Daniels will start this week? You can vote at B. Mitch and Finley. The AAA poll question of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. four.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
14th child. 14 children.
That's a lot of children.
I have two children, and I'm stressed. 14 kids. Now, obviously, his financial station in life is a little different than mine.
Yeah, he has 2005 damn, NFL MVP money.
How long did he play for the Skins?
Six weeks?
Six games? Was it a full year?
No.
Do we know how old his wife is? 14 kids is, like, you hear about people with seven kids, you're like, wow, that's a lot. 14 kids is nuts. He played four games with the Redskins in 2008. 11 carries for 24 yards. He's clearly better at making babies than he was at playing for the Redskins. All right, we're getting towards the end of the program here. We do have football to wager on. Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount+. Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Saturday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount+. Plus. Lanville, let's make some bets. White Brian, what do you got? Sorry.
You and Lanfield won yesterday. I lost.
Happily. Hell yeah. Why'd you have... Give me the latest. What's the Mets update? That's like the only real thing up,
everybody
up for
everybody in that right? Playoff race decided to lose last night, so the Mets are still in front by a game.
All right. Two games left?
Four.
Okay. I want to shout out my boy Skip Klasper and the Mortgage Bankers Association of Metro Washington. They've got a golf outing on Monday at Bretton Woods. Good people. Hope they have a lot of fun. I hope they raise some good money for some charities. There's football tonight. There's baseball tonight. Maybe there's WNBA tonight. I don't know. Yeah, there's WNBA tonight. We got options. Landini, where are you headed?
I'm taking the Cardinals. They're somehow home dogs. Cardinals plus 1.5.
Landfill is red hot, taking the
JP
Cardinals.
System pick.
It is a system pick. Will you acknowledge that that's a system pick?
No. System picks are only for basketball or something.
Nope. Not accurate. Started with football.
I'm taking the Seahawks money line.
Ooh. Jeff's on the Seahawks. What about you, Dub B?
Cubs and Reds.
Cubs and Reds. I will take the under in Seahawks Cardinals. You heard me right. Give me the under in Seahawks Cardinals. Packed show today, man. Thank you to everybody that joined the program, and no thank you to those that were supposed to and didn't. Thank you to Jason Epstein calling in from Bethpage. I can't wait to watch the Ryder Cup. Thank you to Chase Hughes for joining us from Monumental Sports Network. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg calling us. He's got a million jobs, WWE, ESPN, ESPN New York, Hot 97. Thank you to everybody that called in. That was the most fun Bleep You Thursday I think we've had in a while. There were some people sharing some real emotions, and that's what we're here for. We're all just trying to help each other get through the day. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Make sure you listen to those boys or check them out on the stream. If you made it this far, Landfill owes you some money.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.